You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira. Welcome to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. Your host for WGOD Radio is Bible teacher and translator Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor of Island Community Church, located in Merritt Island, Florida. And now here with today's program is Pastor Paul. Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor of Island Community Church. Welcome to WGOD. All truth, all the time. We're tuning in today to God's frequency. God has got a word for you today, and that word is going to be relating to climate change. Isn't it funny? Of all the junk we hear out here on the news around climate change, no one wants to mention God. What's God's opinion? Is it real? Is it made up? Is it a bunch of politicians wanting to control you? What does the Bible say about this? This is the topic of our sermon here today. This will play today and tomorrow, Wednesday. For more info on this ministry, I encourage you to go to our church's website, because this program is brought to you by the good people at Island Community Church. Our website is islandcommunitychurch.net, and we'd love to see you for one of our services. Wednesday evening, 6 o'clock, we're in the Book of Acts. Sunday mornings at 10:30, we are in Philippians. Though this coming week, we're looking at the two witnesses. 20 questions about the two, actually 20 points about the two witnesses. We'd love to see you this Sunday morning. Okay, now here we go for today. Today's program is climate change. One of my favorite sermons to preach is What'll Be the Sign of Your Coming in the End of the Age. This series is never ending, really. But today I want to talk about the politicians and the press's favorite pet project. And that would be climate change. I'm working on a sermon for their other pet project. Let me coin a new phrase. Let's call it transvestitism. Which really, if you stop and think about it, is another sign of what will be a sign of your coming and the end of the world. It's where men wear a dress. Where's that in the Bible? Be with us 2 weeks from today, and you will find out the answer to that. But speaking of transvestites, I heard on the news the other day that they're suggesting that gay turtles are coming next year due to, yep, you guessed it, climate change. That climate change has caused sexual confusion for turtles in Brevard County. Now, funny, I had assumed it was always hot in Florida. What's hot now that there hasn't been? Darren and Jim, you guys were born here. Ray, hasn't it always been hot? Now, I don't know about you, but I've had it up to here, 5'8" of this talk. Robert Kennedy, son of the late Robert F. Kennedy, the politician, said that if he has his druthers, that denying climate change will bring about a mandatory jail sentence. I hear so much anger and disputing over climate change these days, I feel this is the perfect time to share with you what's God's opinion about this, and if it's real or not, right? Is there anyone left out here in the world that wants to hear what God's going to say about something? Praise God for that, because you never hear the truth anymore out here. You only hear politicians and scientists. You know, I read in the Wall Street Journal this week that 98% of scientists are progressive liberals. Did you know that? 98% of all scientists are progressive liberals. And his 1992 book, Earth in the Balance, Albert Gore predicted the end of the combustion engine and said it poses a mortal threat to society. I'll tell you what, a man wearing a dress is what presents a mortal threat to society, not you putting unleaded in your car or boat. Take the dress off and we'll talk about it. You want to take my engine away? Gore and the other environmentalists argue that the release of carbon dioxide into the atmosphere has created a hole in the ozone layer, which they in turn cite as the principal cause for global warming. Which reminds me, when I was a kid growing up in the 70s and 80s, there was mass hysteria over, back then it was the ozone layer, which caused environmental bullies to gallivant around the country and outlaw and ban the aerosol can. Who can remember when a can of Rite Aid went south? I mean, Rite Guard, and is no longer on the shelves. Remember that? Yeah. When all these liberals hated Rite Guard and took it away and everything else with the aerosol can. So what does the Bible say about all this? Is climate change real? Everyone wants to talk about it. No one wants to mention God. If you've noticed, no one mentions God about it. His voice is mysteriously, actually it's no mystery, but it's gone quiet out here in the world. The sustainer of all is not a mother, it's Father God. God is the one who maintains this world and this galaxy. People willingly forget or ignore this. The Bible says the heavens declare the glory of God. And the firmament shows his handiwork, Psalm 19. We also read in Romans 1, it says, hey, God's invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made. Think about it. Invisible attributes, clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made. Now, God made it all. That's not an excuse for us to trash the planet. You and I are to do our best to keep this planet beautiful. Why not? Because our Heavenly Father created it, right? Now, Jim, I know, is a conservative, but he'll be first in line to see that you raise a tax by half a cent to take care of the water here. That's what he's called us to do, right? That's only normal and natural to do that. He's commissioned us to take, we are to be good stewards of this planet. It's not an excuse to run roughshod over it. But I still haven't answered the question, and that is climate change real or not? This I will tell you, according to the Word of God, it will be real in the near future. Let me read to you, and if you guys would like to turn there, the last book in the Bible, Revelation chapter 11, starting in verse 3. Revelation chapter 11, verse 3. God speaking. Now this talks about two guys that are going to show up here on planet Earth. And, well, God calls them two witnesses. Verse 3. I will give power to my two witnesses. And they will prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. Now, on a Hebrew calendar, that's 3.5 years. Verse 5. Now, if anyone wants to harm them, fire proceeds from their mouth and devours their enemies. If anyone wants to harm them, he must be killed in this manner. Now, that's what I call dragon breath. Thought my breath was bad in the morning, wife. Scott, I'm spot on the monsters, right? Open up the steps. Verse 6. These have power to shut heaven so that no rain falls during the days of their prophecy. Uh-oh, Houston, we have a problem. Stop the countdown clock, Tim. Hit the pause button on that one. Think about it. When these two witnesses arrive here, be it tomorrow, next Friday, a year from Friday, nobody knows.
These two guys have the power, and they will use the power, I'm sure.
To see to it that it does not rain for 3.5 years.
Now, this is some serious climate change. Think about it. No rain for 3.5 years. Imagine the lines at Walmart. 3.5 years. And you thought Black Friday was bad at Walmart. You know what they do in there at Black Friday at Walmart? Trample people to death. Imagine the run on water, 3.5 years with no water. Also, it'd be absolute pandemonium when this happens, whenever these guys show up. Tomorrow? Next Friday? A year from Friday? Of that day and hour, we know now. We don't know when it's going to happen. But you can bet your sweet bippy that you can get out a calendar and start counting that the day these guys start preaching, you're going to go 1,260 days without rain. Now look what happened before when there was no rain. Let me read it to you. It's 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 25. It says, "Now there was a great famine in Samaria, and indeed they besieged it until a donkey's head was sold for 80 shekels of silver, and a fourth of a cab of dove droppings," that would be poo, "sold for 5 shekels of silver." So, a shekel of silver worth about $2 today. So, $160 for a head and $10 for some bird poop to eat. And I thought broccoli was bad. You guys got 2 kids. Imagine serving that to Vinny and Giovanni. "Oh, what's for dinner, honey? Oh, we got some bird poop and a donkey head." But you'll have an alternative. All of you will. You can have all the water that you want. All you got to do is just agree with the government. Agree with the government. All you do is you just take a little mark right here. I bet you this Antichrist is going to ride into town in a Zephyr Hills truck. A refrigerated one even. Sound like Snagglepuss. A refrigerated one even. With water dripping on the sides. And it's cold. Ice cold. And here you are eating bird poo. Here comes the water truck. You can have all the water you want. All you gotta do is one little thing. Obey the government. Obey the government. And take this mark right here. That's why the Bible says when Jesus comes back, it said they're going to see him and they're going to wail. That's not going to be my response when he comes back. How about you? You're going to rejoice when he comes back. The people here that drank the Kool-Aid are going to look up and they're going to look down and see it right there. "I gave in because my child was thirsty or hungry. I gave in and I did what the government said and took the mark." Now this story here, this goes on here. It says, "Then a king of Israel was passing by on the wall, and a woman cried out to him, saying, 'Help, my lord, O king.' And he said," the king said, "'If the Lord doesn't help you, how am I going to help you?' Then the king said to her, 'What is troubling you?' And she said, 'This woman said to me, give us your son so that we may eat him today, and we'll eat my son tomorrow. So we boiled my son and ate him. And I said to her on the next day, give us your son so that we may eat him. But she's hidden her son.'" Don't you think they still would have been full from the day before? Good Lord, you just ate a child on Monday, and now it's Tuesday, and you want the same? I won't even go to Sonny's 2 days in a week, in a row. Oh, maybe 2 days in a week. Maybe even 3.
But you see, in desperate times, people do desperate things. And don't be like Peter and say, that'll never happen to me. Oh, you might do that. Jan might do it. Bill might do it. Ann might do it, but not me. I could never do that. They'll be sifting you as wheat when you say that too. Even Satan's got you pegged and he says that. You can read that in the Bible, what Satan thinks about you. The book of Job, chapter 2, verse 4. He said, skin for skin, all that a man has, he will give for his life. That means the devil is betting that you are going to give in and take that mark right here in order to have some water. He's banking on you to do that. It's your decision. Sorry, I'm a little excited this morning. It's human nature. People will practically do anything to save their own hide. You've heard about it in the news. Back when Ebola was killing everyone. And this guy, this Liberian, got on an airplane willingly with Ebola. And they said, are you sick? He goes, nope. Infected 260 people with it. Because the devil's got us pegged. Skin for skin. I encourage you to trust God in the face of adversity. And don't give in to what the devil tempts you to do. Trust God. He's got you this. How in the world do you think you hit 30, 40, 50, 60, 90 years old? You think you did that on your own, Ron? You had help to hit 90. You had help. And all of us have. God is large and in charge. And he's not done with you yet. The Bible said, he who has begun a good work in you will complete it. Until the day of Jesus Christ, that's the day he's coming back. You say no to the mark of the beast and no to the devil's water. And trust in God. I don't know how he's going to do it, but he's going to take care of his own because that's what my God does. He takes care of his own. Read it from cover to cover. He had a bird bring Elijah a steak dinner once. He had a bunch of thirsty Jews. He hit a rock and water gushed out. Because God takes care of his own. Trust him, not the government. When the government tells you something different than what the Word of God says, trust God, not the government. And here I thought this sermon was going to be short. I was worried. I didn't want to say goodbye to everyone at 11:25. Back to these two witnesses. These have power to shut heaven so that no rain falls during the days of their prophecy. And, A-N-D, that's how you spell that, meaning he's not done yet. They have the power over waters to turn them to blood and to strike the earth, not just Jerusalem, with all plagues as often as they desire. Now that puts Captain Ross and Darren out of work. As he reminded me the other day, no grass. You can't cut grass. Darren's by vocation, only owns a landscaping business. Jim's a professional fisherman. Ain't going to catch too much in there then. Maybe some carp. What are you going to do when you lose your job? Trust God or go to the government for a handout? All you got to do is just take a little mark right here. That's all. You can have all that you want. So is climate change real? Church, not only is climate change real, climate change is the catalyst to usher in the end of the world. Jesus said in Luke 21:25, he said, there will be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars, and on the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the seas and the waves roaring. Just like Jim Cantore down there in the Weather Channel. Back to you, Helen. Standing out there in the beach. Can you see it now? Can't you see all these waves coming in and them blaming Donald Trump for it? Instead of looking up, because it's coming from up there. It's not coming from Mr. Trump. It's coming from Almighty God to get your attention that Jesus is coming back soon. But men will blame Donald Trump for this like they do everything else. And they'll be too ignorant or filled with rage to see and understand that this climate change has come from God and not from Donald. How convenient to blame Donald for everything. Much as he's a wicked man himself, you can't blame him for crying for climate change. Now, Jesus continues, men's hearts fail in them for fear and the expectation. I mean, think about it. 20 years ago, they never would have elected a president who did the things that this knucklehead did, Trump. Can you imagine that? If Eisenhower got busted for doing what he did the night before an election, or anybody else, you'd be an outcast and thrown out of this country. Jesus continues, men's hearts failing them for fear and the expectation of those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of heaven will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in the cloud with power and great glory. Wow, here comes the Lord. Now when these things begin to happen, look up, lift up your heads, because your redemption draws near. All this, perhaps, in your lifetime. Are you guys ready for his return? We got three today here that are really extra ready here now. Ed, Elsa, Lori, through their obedience to the word of God. Are you ready for his return? Now, the greatest meteorologist who ever lived is St. Peter. Let's hear what he has to say. 2 Peter chapter 3, starting in verse 13. It says, knowing this first, that scoffers will come in the last days, walking according to their own lusts. You see, these are easy to recognize. Disprove Jesus, live like a devil, right? Disprove the Lord. Who needs any morals? Disprove Jesus, create and terminate lives as you wish, like they do today. So, know this, that scoffers are going to come in the last days walking according to their own lusts. Friends, turn the television on. Put on the Discovery Channel. In search of the bones of Jesus. That's what's airing on the Discovery Channel.
You have been listening to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. You are cordially invited to attend one of our services at Island. We meet Wednesday evenings at 6 p.m. and Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. The church's email is islandcc1000@gmail.com. Be with us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
so much on your mind. Nothing's really going right. Looking for a ray of hope.
To the gravity of love.